Chet on bass. Those last night we had a did two blot. Those of you who are here, and
I didn't make it back to the dinner.
I have a rule. I don't say cheers to the wall, but as long as one person's here, we goes further. All right, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. We're in the middle of a story. This story is familiar to any of you that done Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that brings it down in Parshas Chukas that when after Aaron died, so the Anani HaKavod went away, the clouds of glory, and then the Kanani king of Arad came and attacked the Jews, and the Jews started fleeing back to Egypt, and they went back eight stops on their journey until the Levium waged war against their fellow Jews and managed to stem the tide and get them to turn around. And it says here, Shevet Levi asked them, and the eighth line down, Baharik Bem Shemona Mishpachos, and killed eight families among their fellow brethren. And Afheim Hargu Meimen Arba, and four families were killed among the Levium as well. Now, it doesn't mean they were actually completely killed out by the Israelim, it does, and the Karmel brings down the Cheshbon here, who was killed, and which families were decimated, mostly from Shevet Binyamin. But by the Levium, they were almost wiped out, or at least three of them almost wiped out. One of them was completely wiped out. And then they sprouted up again, much later in history, at the time of David and Melch. Although the Sith is out with that, which it says, Lamramili Tsarila Chevoni Luzieli. That this passage teaches us that these four groups grew back in size at the time of David HaMelech. Amram, Yitzhar, and Uziel grew back in size, and Hebron is not part of the Cheshbon. Rashi says another family called Shimi was decimated from the Levium. So anyway, so they grew back in size only at the time of David HaMelech. Emosai Chos will be made David when they go back to their original size, the ones that were almost wiped out in days of David. But those who see, that's how it says, Yifrach B'yom of Tzadik. There will sprout in his days the Tzadik. But here we're dashing the Pasuk that Yifrach B'yom of Tzadik means in the days of a tzaddik, Shevet Levi will grow again. Okay, so Shevet Levi regain its strength much later in the days of David HaMelech. Amru, anyway, after this whole tragedy occurred in the Midbar, Amru, they said, Miko Ramlonu called David Lolu. Who caused all this blood to be spilled? Amru, they said, Shlosinu Chesim Osu Tzaddik. Because they didn't do Chesim with Aaron and be masping him properly. So they went and made him a hesped. And they did chesed for that tzaddik for Aaron. And the pasuk considers them as if Aaron died there, v'nik bar sham, and was buried there. Shagam l'tzaddik chesed, because they were going to tzedek. They were going to chesed. He did the chesed of being maspi, the tzaddik, Ara. And that's why many years later, David mentions this when it says, "Lamed bnei Yehuda keshes, aloi kesuva al sefer yosher," to teach the children of Yehuda warfare. It's written on the good book. This is the first incident back here in Sefer Bamidbar where Shevet Levi had to use warfare in order to get Am Yisrael to do the right thing.
Does it say Mahumish that when Aaron died that there were an avails for
3 days? Yeah, it says an avails for 3 days, but I guess right after that. I don't know if it says 3 days. Say 3 days? By the way, if this good weather keeps up, then I think we'll move back to the sidewood.
It's supposed to stop. Oh, just when? No, tomorrow night.
It's supposed to. Know he? A lot? So I guess that wasn't enough. I guess that that's the trial, which is unrepeated. You're right. White Dockets, not enough. Good question. It's a good question. Why not? Maybe the avail is enough. They weren't masking them properly. It's a good question. Says more further. Emo. It says, if the... it says, "Vaykach Moshe atzmos Yosef imo." Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Rabbi Crispo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Imo, what does imo mean? Not just with him, but imnat shukhat avad. With your own soul, you're doing a good thing." In other words, he took it. He got rewarded in kind. That just like he was malave Yosef, Hashem was malave accompanied him. And the Gemara gives an analogy. Om Rav Chama Bar Chinra, Moshe Melech's analogous to a king. Shomesius Bno was marrying off his son. Ubay Pirchus Litombi Papirion. And one of the high noblemen came to carry the chuppah. Loinichu, and they wouldn't let the high noblemen carry the chuppah because it wasn't their cheres. Om Rav Melech, the king said, on the contrary, Inichu, let him carry the chuppah. And I will reciprocate. Lamachem Mesias Bito, and then tomorrow he will marry off his own daughter, Banima Chavdo, and I will honor him. Ameshi Kibdeni, and that which you honor me, and I'll carry the chuppah by his chasna. So too, since Moshe took Yosef, Hashem took Moshe to his burial place. It should really be not Kakosu, but Uksiv. And it says, by Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Eirecha Mitzrayim, I'll go down to you to Egypt, Anochi Alcha Gam Olo, and I will take you up, also take you up. Matam Lomer Gam Olo, why say take you up, also take you up? By my so he said, Oschani Male, I'm going to bring you up, Yaakov, Shem says Yaakov, Mishakosh Vatimani Male, and we have the other tribes as well. Milamichiko Shavit Vishavit Hela Atmos Roshe Shifto Imo. So he says that each and every tribe took its patron, you know, the pound of the shaven, his bones with that tribe. Kanei b'shem Rav Yehuda. We learn the name Rav Yehuda. Ilulei Ashadavar Kosov. If not, that it was written Lo Ayah Efshar Lomrom. It would not be possible to say it. But Melame teaches us Shemes Moshe, when Moshe died, by a Mutu Akampe Shechina. He was born by the wings of the Shekhinah. What? Yeah. Do you want me to close it? He was born by the wings of the Shekhinah, for 4 mil. Minachas Bnei Ruvain, from the poor boundary of the portion of the children of Ruvain. Ad Nachas Bnei God, to the portion of Bnei God. Shemes Benachas Bnei Ruvain, he died in the portion of Ruvain. Nivkar Benachas God, and is buried in the portion of God. Uminayit Shemes Benachas Bnei Ruvain, how he died in the portion of Ruvain. Shemar it says, Bnei Ruvain, says the children of Ruvain, Banu, they built up as Cheshbon, as Elolei, as Kirisayim, that's Nevo. One of the places they built up was Nevo. Uksimin it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei El Har Barim Azeh Har Nevo, go up to Har Nevo, Umus Shab, and die, Umus Parashar Tzol Shab, and die in that mountain. And that obviously is a portion of Reuben. Uminayin Shishin Nikbar Menachos Bnei God, how do this bury the portion of the people of God? Shema says, Ulu God Amar Baruch Marchiv God, to God, Moshe Rabbeinu said, blessed is he who expands God, Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Safun, because there the portion of the lawgiver is put into hiding. So that must, the lawgiver is Moshe Rabbeinu. He must have been buried in the portion of God. But Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyomer, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yesei, this is just to finish the parak, with the related stuff, Yesei Rosh Hashanah, when Moshiach comes, he will come at the head of the nation. And Malachim said, Tzidkas Hashem Osa, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they said to, that he had done the righteous things for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. For you Omri, we saw you Omri, and Am Yisrael said, and we spoke of him Yisrael, his laws were with Am Yisrael. Elu, all these were praises, accolades, given to Moshe Rabbeinu after his death. Elu, Elu, Yomri, they all said, Yabo Shalom, you should come in peace. Yanucham, you should put up. He in this case should dwell should lie in peace. Olegu Chocho, he who went opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everybody participated in making the Hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu at the time that he died. I guess they learned the lesson from Aaron. They didn't want to fall short on the Hesped. Okay? Pajol Lachem Mekane Lisha. New pair. Paya made this minchos, getting back to Sota. When they brought a mincha, they would bring it with tefillah mitzvahs in a Egyptian basket, which is a low type of thing. The nose to our yoga, and we used to put it on our hands. The daily yoga in order to make her tired, in order to maybe she would wear it down. Kol menachos ilas and some of the shareis, all menachos must begin and end, being in a consecrated vessel. So, however, this mincha, chilas of the kripa mitzvahs, begins in an Egyptian basket, the sova b'kli shoreis, and it ends up in a implement, tool, a utensil of the base hamikdash. Kol menachos two notes shemen v'lavona. All menachos require oil and frankincense. Zuin the two notes shemen v'lavona, but not this one. Neither. Kol menachos both minachitim. All menachos come from wheat. Zuin the bowl minachitim. This comes from barley. Minchas ha'omer. If that's so derogatory, so why is minchas ha'omer brought on Shavuot, the two breads, why they brought from barley, right? Because obviously, Bob, you know, sorry, no, because of barley, he bought Geresh, becomes finally pounded up into a good flour. The Zuis of Bob Kemach, this came on a lower level of refinement. Shmuel Omer, or Gamliel Omer, the Shem Shema, Sam, Isa, Behema, why did she eat barley? Why is the mincha barley? Because she acted like an animal. Kaf korbanah, Michael Bema, so too, or korban, Michael Bema. Okay? It's animal fodder. Because barley is animal fodder. The wheat is usually reserved for the human beings. Says the Gemara, see what says, I'm going to learn this like the Rebbe. Nobody knows exactly what's going on here. And I don't really fully understand the Rebbe, but it's cute. See, it says, Biyada Kohen, you may have more rim, I'm more rim. Says, in the hands of the Kohen should be the water. So, so if that's the case, why do we allow the woman, when she brings the mincha, to bring it on her hands? She should have to bring it in her hands. You see the difference? And a vessel holding it held in her hand. Not on, but in. See the difference?
The only way would be like cupping it in one hand on top of the other.
But bringing it in a vessel anyway. Yeah. Right. So I don't say exactly what the difference would be, but the Rebbe says that would be the difference, that to carry in close to on is more of a tear hole. So Mar is asking, you want to be much meacher, want to cause her to, you know, to feel a sense of trepidation. So she reneged. So then let's make her carry the mincha in her hand as opposed to on her hand. And again, for some reason, then it's harder to carry with in your hand than on your hand. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Me'ato kedei li'ago. Is it now you think in order to cause her affliction? No. Kedei la'atil emo alem. It's actually in order to make her fearful. It makes her fearful if she holds it on her hands, as opposed to putting it in her hands, even though putting it in her hands will actually be more difficult for her. Nevertheless, on her hands has the advantage that she sees it and does tshuva. Okay, I just told you what it says, but I have no idea what I actually just said. You know, why on the hand is more difficult than in the hand, but that's what the Ritva says.
Maybe it's just a different way of carrying.
Normally
to carry it a different way, and here to show that this is something that's
out of
the ordinary, carry it a different way.
Yeah. But anyway, the Gemara is 50 times. Min chosah. It says our Mishnah, min chosah, it's got to be her min. Lamichi kicho lishma. It's telling us that when you conjugate the mincha, it's got to be for her purpose. It says the Gemara, so it has to be for his sake. And it should be said, Vitani, because we learned, Rabbi Chiya argues, not over here, he argues something later in the Masechta. He says, if you have a mincha, which is brought by the...
Remove it as a saita,
right? So, Tanya Chia, the Koyev Kolil, and her husband, I suppose, Rose, in for a point, her husband is a Koyev. Now, I don't know if you remember this, so what happens to the mincha of a kohen? Who eats it? No one. It's burnt. Mincha kohen brings is burnt. Excuse me? Okay. So he says, what are you going to do if it's a mincha soita? So he says, "L'karev kolil eino yochol." He can't sacrifice it complete. They should pasul shalisha, because the wife's portion doesn't generate a mincha which would be complete for the mizbeach, right? Because she's just the Israelis, right? On the other hand, lechoy no yochol chol. You can't eat. Because the man is a partner. So each person impedes upon the other partner from doing a regular carbon's deed. Right? You can't put the whole thing on the mizbeach because she owns part of it. You can't eat though any of it because he owns part of it. What? So what are you going to do? So says tomorrow, Armel Ezer said, "Akoymet yikrav latzo v'ashirai koyin lemitzvah latzo." It says that the komet you sacrifice by itself, and the shrine is sacrificed by itself. We suffic, you got to do the shrine as well, because maybe that's in Mechaz Kohen. So if you do it separately, independently, each one separately. Okay? So says tomorrow, either as it may, Vatamar Mat Minchasa. It says that his part of the carbon is integral. And that's why I may have to burn the carbon. So I can say it's her mincha. It's supposed to be his mincha. He's an integral part of it. Right?
Yeah.
So it has to be lishmo too, not just lishma. It's also his. It has to be lishmo. So it says, where Elamai destroy, Kroy destroy Masnis. But the pshat is that the pasuk itself used the language of, it should be, Vikriva. That's what it is. She should sacrifice it. So anyway, tell you about Kavana, we go on the wife's Kavana. Actually with her das. But really has to be with the das of her husband as well. Okay? I shouldn't say das, that's the wrong word. Has to be the shame her and the shame her husband. Okay? Both of them together. Says the Gemara. So that's why the pasuk says, Barbanon, our mission mimics that and says, whatever language we're using here.
Min chosso.
So we don't mean to preclude min chosso, that's it. So it says, where baby is carbono aleo. That's the language of the pasuk. I should look one line further. The language of the pasuk is the creep. That's carbono aleo. Going on earth, whenever they spoke about Malshava, they spoke about hers as well. Okay, Bala. Can her husband take and set aside for a carbon without her consent? And but somebody else set aside for a carbon without her consent. So it says, yeah, well, let's say the concern is kind of Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said. The four individuals who lack the kapara. My priestly name is Lomidai Kam, and in order to get the kapara, we set aside for them kaparas without their consent. Because we assume that it's Nicholai that they want us to do it. Veluay! And these are these are they. Hazov. I guess it's your son. You sacrifice the corn, you bring a corn for your son who's a Zov. Azov, Vazova, Vamitsora, Vamitsaras. I'm sorry, by a letter. All these four. Why these four can you separate for them? But the person that separates, set aside, Kabbalah, for his young child, Munasu Baresa, who's in a cradle. So we're actually talking about children here are still in the cradle, who are still young, who set aside carbonas for them.
How could his child be his own?
Why not?
He's still his child. He's able to ask any mission.
Why not?
If he's over 9.
I assume so.
Okay, I don't know. You're the doctor, not me. But, Seth, I don't know.
Could be 12 and a half.
Okay. No, it's actually, 12 and a half. The Nichos, so I work out by Zub, and Mitzora. But Yoledes! How could it be a Ketano who's Yoledes? Yes, down in your lettuce with the young child of this birth. Look at my Rabbi Ladifa and Rabbi Yoda Mashem Rabuno Ivra. If a woman gets pregnant, the Yod thought she gives birth, Achlavius, Shay Saros, before she brings two heirs, he opened up Asim, they both dropped dead. Bishavir, Shay Saros. If it's after she has two heirs, who, he, there's three, about six words missing here. Should be he, ubna, chayim. They both survived because she was over 12. Now, ibra chalobio, these words are still missing. She became pregnant before she had two heirs. And then, the yoga mishivio, she gave birth after she got two heirs. Now back to the Gemara. So says Gemara, he chaya, she survives, umna mason child dies. So at any rate, if a child is viable, that means she's a Ketav G'doyla. She's a G'doyla, they have to be Marvish Korbonus for her. We just said it's predicated on her being, on the guy or the girl being a cut. But if she gave birth, she's clearly an adult. She's an adult. It's like a day Korbonus of her. She says, what am I to do? What's the bottom line? What came out of this? A person set aside money for his daughter who's a chereshes, who is a who's a deaf mute. So we see he can set aside, set aside korban for his daughter who's a chereshes. To set aside korban for his chereshes, it's something you can set about for everybody, for any anybody he wants.
Is it Polish higher?
Who?
So why they set him aside?
What?
If the Polish correction is not higher, why they set him aside?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why it's not pulling by doors, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why. But in any event, so says the one. I'm not even sure not exactly why. Curious question? I think I have an answer. It's based on the base. Just wait till we get to the base. Says the Gemara, Mikavon. Wait a minute, I don't stand though. Mikavon, it should be she seal, not she veal. Mikavon she seal, or once he married off, Kriyotzi Mishusavia. Whatever you want to say. If she's married off, she's already out of her father's possession. So after he set aside for a carp. Ella Shukeno da Marvish al Isto Chereshes. The source must be your own wife. If she's a deaf mute, you can set up korbanos for her. Okay? Actually, I have another answer. Simple answer. The story about hear mutes, not deaf mutes. Not deaf mutes. The story about mutes and not deaf mutes. So then, she needs a korban. She just can't designate a korban. So who designates it for her? Her husband. What?
But the language is Polish.
Says your rainbow dots? Where does it say that?
Well, she came out of Mama Shabbos from the Galatians. So far as the husband came out of Ishtar's rainbow dots.
Where did you just read?
6 lines from the bottom of the Korban Eidah.
No, I tell you to read the Korban Eidah. I'm proposing that it's talking about a mute.
No, but the Gemara always uses the word, the term.
No, not necessarily.
No?
Okay, you don't like the answer. Well, I have another answer in my seat. We'll come back to that when you get to the base. Says the word. So since he could take aside Korbanos and his wife was a mute, so he made a container of Korbanos and everybody, even Shalomi Daito. And what's the logic? Because the Chereshes doesn't have Das either. So and what's the logic? Why give me Marvish Korbanos and Shalomi Daito? What's the logic in it? Zochi Lahem Shalom Fara, very good. It's a chus that person to have the Korban sack. What?
Okay.
Okay. No. For anything. Okay. Says the Gemara. Still, the Kad Soita Ktana in Ad Yochel. Here, how can he set aside a korban for his wife who's a Soita Ktana? There's no such thing. Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Rabbi Yechonon. Ktana Shizitzo, Ein Lo Rotzo. If she's Mizanah, she's a Ketan, it's statutory rape. She's not the Osir Abbas, she's not what's forbidden to us. The Cheshin ain't Ad Yochel. And besides that, a sight, who's a cheresh, if there isn't such a thing. You know why? And here cheresh can also still mean mute. Because it says, Ram, the chesiv, it says, Ram, reisho, amen, amen. She can't say amen, amen. So, what? Not if they're mute. Whatever you say, not if they're mute. Right? That's the word it's talking about. Someone who's mute. Okay. I'm not, so if that's the case, how do you know? You know you can bring a korban for your wife with the chereshes. And then you know you can bring for other women, your wife who is not a chereshes. But how do you know by soita? Maybe by soita it's staff to her. And you can't say because the person bring korban on his ketana soita or his chereshes soita, because there's no such thing as a ketana soita or chereshes soita, right? So I'm not learning a gebal de gecha. I'm going to learn next to you like the Ridvaz. Which is cause a little bit confusing, but it corner bars works up pretty well. I'm Rabbi and I said, we came to see it says Samachto Tove Secho and Yotif, you have to be happy, you and your household. Vukamuka Milismachimo. If she's a Saita, you can't eat with her. You can't be Samach with her. So therefore you have to be able to bring a korban. In order you should be able to be Samach with her and Yotif. See what their kinds of show and bias were? He must hate his wife right now enough to want to bring her to drink the Saita waters. But he's only doing it because he wants her to be able to be muteras them on Yotam so they can eat their meal together.
Well, if she dies, then you'll really be happy.
He'll find somebody else, right? Okay? So therefore, my Mishael puts a diet to serve his wife without her attempt. Rabbi Yahushua said, no! Not true. You can't do it by Saita. Ain't of Marfi Sholeah, and not only that, a husband cannot separate from his wife, even Oila Sa'oif, or even a bird Ola. El Chata Sa'oif, the only thing you can separate from is a Chata Sa'oif. Why? Mivneshi Machshar to Lechem is Vachi. The one right he has is to get his, he is allowed to bring about that his wife can eat Kachim. A Sa'oif can eat Kachim, she just can't eat with her husband. But who can he clutch him? Yolet, that's a Zav, a Zav. In that case, he can bring for her carbon to get her to clutch him. But only the Chatasov, which he holds, is the carbon which is brought in order to be Matar clutch him. But not all Zav, and not Chatasov either. Tani, we learned, in fact, the Braisa, which goes like Rabbi Ila, which says, Eino Mavishel, Dovishmetir, love is there. You only get set aside for a carbon which will allow her to eat carbonos like this one. Says the Gemara Tani. We learned another brisa which goes like Rabbi Avi. Rabbi Avi is one who said, even for a soita you can set aside a carbon, her carbon zorim, so he can eat with her on yontif, right? And it says another brisa, mazem akva milecho b'zvachim. Just like in this situation, he can set aside her carbon because she's impeded to eat all carbonos. So too, this next word to read, Baas fixes to set him out for he. Here it's Ma'ukav who? Milachov is walking. Here too, by Saita, he is impeded from eating carbonos. Why is he impeded? Take out the vav. Mikamachimukav milisimachimo. Since he can't be, happy together with her. It's as if he's impeded from eating kachim, so that's why he can bring a korban upon her. And the Mara takes a step further, Great Rabbi Yavi. Tani, afilu hakoven d'zias harosha. Let's say she's not eating korbanos. No, let's say not eating. Let's say she's in a zero. So he can bring korban nazir for her to get her to break her naziras. Because it's disgusting how long her hair is already. And he doesn't want to eat with her on the altar. So therefore, in order to get him to allow him to eat with her on the altar, he's allowed to be a korban to allow her to cut her hair. They didn't think long hair was so beautiful in the old days. Okay?
Wasn't 60.
Yeah, but he messed up. He muffed. Only had a message to Mr. Twain Farrisbaum. Okay. Says more Tani, we learned. What would you say? I didn't finish it. Tani, feel of course, was here, Sir Rosh of Akevis. He left with Kachim, she really mocked him, wouldn't beat him, he smoked him. He came and she knew Bellas, because it's disgusting. Who moved him and smoked him on and more, and he can't be out with her, Kamoshu, Maki, left Kachim, Zim, she didn't beat him for any Kachim. Okay, Lamaisa, after all that is said and done, We don't pass like either of these guys. We don't pass it, it's only the Katasov. We don't pass it, it's only things that are matter to your T-Kotchim with him, but rather we pass it in the following Bryson. Tani Rabbi Yudhoi Rabbi that says, maybe Odomai Deishto called Korban Shecha Yeves. He can bring any Korban she's required to bring. Avil Ocha Chalef, even if it has nothing to do with him, or eating Kotchim, even she ate Chalef. If you look at the Shabbat, even to Chal Shabbat, he can bring the Korbanos for her. The Chener Rabbi Americh would also said, Patla, if he divorces her, ain't no Chayefa. You no longer have to bring her Korbanos. She came, because, no, even the one she's already Chayef. They're not.
Well, why
should he be? No, because when he was married, he has to. So maybe once he holds him before he still
drinks. Right,
grandfathered in, whatever he had then. So says, well, even that not. Shekane, it should be instead of Hukos Ibla, Hikos Seves Lo. She writes him in the receipt for his Kuba, Va'achron di Asin Li'olach Mikamisna, any other Achrayas, which came upon you because of me previously, I absolve you of. And there was just bringing the carbon herself. It's pretty sporting of her. He probably made her write that. Says the Gemara. But, Tani, this came back to our Mishnah, actually. New issue. Center our Mishnah, you bring the carbon in a Kfifa Mitzvah, an Egyptian basket. How can you say this? But, Tani, we learned, say Menachos Kachi, carving Menachos. You bring from in your house the korban or the mincha, bikli kasef uchizav, and ruuya the korban bikli shoris, and ask me something which is suitable to be a kli shoris. So how come you could bring in a kli for mitzvahs? So actually, the more I mispunctuated. Sorry. The more I ask, what's the way it's supposed to be is. But Tani Seder Menachos, Kachum Mevin Toch Beisach Klei Kesef Klei Zod. Why does she have to bring with gold and silver? So it says the Gemara Ruuyin Required B'Kli Sharis. I guess that William J. Moshe, the happening of the Gemara was that it has to be brought in B'Kli Sharis, and it's not a B'Kli Sharis. Because Kfifa Mitzvah, according to the Gemara, doesn't have to be kosher, it has to be something which is suitable to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Either Kfifa Mitzvah you can't use in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but once it doesn't have to be Kli Sharis Mamish, so we can bend the rules. Sometimes it should be something which is suitable to be Kli Sharis, sometimes it doesn't even have to be that, like with the Egyptian basket. Okay, so we have a special best interest in having her bring it in the Egyptian basket. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Kol HaMenachos, Minei Ma'aron, why did I say, Kol HaKos, Ma'ashom HaShem HaTayr, all sin offerings of the Torah, ain't doing the Sog, wine require libations, of wine and flour, Shelo Yiyeh Korbono, Shechoy Tenir Ez Mudar, so the carbon of a sinner should not look splendid, right? So Chil HaShem, the carbon of a sinner looks splendid, okay? Hey, Tivun, they asked him, Kasha, Harei Chatov HaShem HaShem Metzoyro, what about Chatos HaShem Metzoyro? They actually have Nesachim. And in Tehmer, you're going to say, Shein Ochoite, that a Metzoyro is not sinner. Om Rav Yitzchak say, Zos Tietarans of Metzoyro, there should be the law of the Metzoyro, Zos Taras HaMoitzi Shemra. A Metzoyro is a Moitzi Shemra. So how come he brings libations on his korbanos? Says more beautiful fundamental issue. Armelesi said, "The kevachi in the siaser. Once he got the yisurin of tzaras, uksiven it says, V'nikla achicha, when your brother smitten, le'necha, then he already comes back to your eyes. Well, actually, that's not the way it's actually here. V'nikla achicha le'necha k'misheno chayte. Well, more or less this. Once your brother has been smitten, you can come back to your eyes and be readmitted into your company. So in fact, the reason why we have this kaloch over here, that the mitzvah's carbon can have libations on it, is because he's already achieved the kapara. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Yosher Bishmo said, Minchas, Minchas. How do we know it's barley? No. How do we know the mincha brought on Shavuos is barley? Because it's Gzeir Shavah. My mincha shenemar is la'alim tzorin, just like by the sota, it's barley, avkam tzorin, so too it's true by Shavuos as well. Omer Ebenezer says another pshat. Nemar Khan Aviv says here, Aviv, springtime, Ner Mitzrayim Aviv, and it says springtime by Egypt. But not by a korban by Egypt, it says, my Aviv Amur Mitzrayim, sorry, just like the Aviv said in Mitzrayim, is barley, Avkan Tzorim, so to hear it's barley. But you know what the Aviv which is said in Mitzrayim is? It's a chav. It says, by after the Makkah borrowed, by Pishtov Asura Nukosa, the flax and the barley were struck. Kiasora Aviv, because the barley was Aviv. It grew early in the springtime. So that's what it means. There we see the word Aviv means barley. And it says, by the carbon of Shavuos, it's called Aviv. Aviv koli ba'esh geresh karma. Geresh karma. So he makes it zeh shava, just like the Aviv by Mitzrayim is talking about barley, so too the Aviv by Shavuos talking about barley. Okay? Says on Arkiva Omer, the Tzibur, Omer Nemer Tzibur, have a Bikurim Pesach. The Tzibur got two minutes to bring Bikurim. First minute to Bikurim is on Pesach, the Aviv Bikurim says the next one is on Shavuos. On Pesach, the first crop of wheat, and on Shavuos, the first crop of barley. Now, let's go to the bottom page. It's really messed up. Let's see the carbon 8 on the third line from the bottom. Mama tzinu, just so I find, she'ayochid maybe, chobasim in achitim, chobasim in sarim. Sometimes it brings from wheat and sometimes it brings from barley. Wheat for any other sin, barley for a saita, abtzib or sotu. Maybe chobos or minachitim must be barley. Okay? Says more further. Im toimar minachitim, let's look to the top of Yudam Rav. He told me, Dovra, should we actually say, Dovra, another interpretation. He told me, minachitim, forget about serious causes, the logic. It says that the mincha brought on Shavuos is a type of bikurim. It was chitim, then it was not bikurim anymore, because the first korban of chitim in the year was brought when? Pesach. So therefore it must be, sorry, must be barley. Okay, Tamar Rabbi Yehuda said, this actually, so in the old days, this might come as a shock to you, but they didn't have too many prepackaged cereals, so every people had to make their own. So now we're going to have all the brands of cereal. They're all Mizonos back then. They have all the brands of cereal they had above. Tamar Abiyoina, Chilka is Frosted Flakes. Oh, that's actually the point. Chilka is the Schleim. Chilka is the type of cereal where you cut in two. Now, I don't know exactly you cut in two, to be honest with you. But you're cutting something in two. Okay? The grain, the kernel, I guess. Tagus and Shloshi cut in three. They only had hot cereals back then. Teach these are be cut in four. Rabbi Yossi Peripun, boy, yes. What if you break it to five? Is that considered to be flour. Now, who cares what's considered flour? Because our Mishnah said, by the carbon of sight, it doesn't have to be sifted. Just has to have a status of flour. So five pieces are already considered to be flour, and that's already considered to be enough. Veil kamachinen, if there's going to be, these are considered to be flours, ain't sargabar sos midogan. You know, you don't have to sift from among them, you just put that into the carbon whole as is. Okay, new Mishnah. Hi, maybe pilot shul cheres chadosha. Actually, it shouldn't say chadosh in the Mishnah. He would bring a jug of pottery. He would put in it half a lug of my water from the kior, from the faucet in the base of Mikdash. Ramaravi is only a quarter of a lug. Kashem Shemai Pesav Lenin was here. Rabbi Yudah says you write less to erase into the Megillah. So too, Kachu my mind says you need less water. Nirchlas Eichel, he goes into the Eichel. Who part of the meal turns is right? There was a special place now by an Amma. And there was a marble tablet, and a ring in that tablet. When he picked it up, he would take dirt from beneath it in order to put into the concoction, the nicene, and put the dirt into the water, so it can be seen drifting on the surface of the water. Shemar says, "Mina afa sherba karka mishkan, from the afar in the karka mishkan, yika from that dirt, yika chakoyim nasamai, the coin should take and put into the water." By the way, how long does lockjaw take to kill you?
A while.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, it takes, because actually the dirt, if you eat enough dirt, so the tetanus kills you, right? Okay. Must not have been.
The incubation period is also about.
It's a long time. Because they say after World War II, in Germany, underhanded entrepreneurs sold penicillin, which was really just pills of dirt. And a lot of Germans died of tetanus because of that. I just read that. I don't know where that is, but I read that. Anyway, says it more further. Tani, chadosh. Even though it's not in the Mishnah, that's why it's a bread that he's on the Mishnah. We should learn the word chadosh, it was a new vessel. Masisa Rabbi Lezer. This price was Rabbi Lezer. The thing that we learned there, maybe Pilei Shel Cheres Chadosh. He brought a new jug. Each woman had her own new jug for her cycle. Didn't use the same one over again. My Tani Chadosh, who's the one that said Chadosh? Rabbi Lezer. Why? To Darsh, because he died Darsh to Darsh. It says, El Kli Cheres Amayim Chayim. It says, by the water salted there, you put them in a Kli Cheres, the Mayim Chayim. Mayachayim means waters which is never placed anywhere else besides the kiyon. It's taken directly from a mayon, from a well, from a spring, and put into the kiyon. So just like the,
right.
that's because we're holding on the threshold of the geula. So there's Mayachayim. Okay. So Mayachayim. Is fresh, no work was done. So to klicheret, is melachot karbi, no work was done with it. Nichatamon, I understand, do darisho klicheret, amayin chayim. So there he darishes, klicheret, amayin chayim. Actually, it's not a possible by sota, I apologize. That's possible by Mitzora, not by sota. But there it says, amayin chayim. Hachem ha'islach. But here, how do you know? Here it doesn't say the words Mayan Chaim by Soita. Says more, no. On Rabbi Yochel, the Sefer Krav Shmuel, also Krav Shmuel, that we've said, Tani make Kiyo Rav Shmuel Omer May Mayan, that all the water in the Kiyo was Mayan Chaim. And it says by Soita, you take water from the Kiyo. That's where it says the water comes from. So in Mayan, it's Mayan Chaim. So Rabbi Lezer holds also the Kaili, you have to be a fresh new Kaili. Okay? Chachoy Makshim Chomei Mas, Chachoy Mehari. They hold it doesn't have to be a new keli because they hold the water in the kior could be tap water, and therefore you don't even mayim chaim. So therefore, it's not considered to be a limud to teach us that the kli cheres has to be new either. Okay, it says in Baruch Vod Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel b'mayim. Rabbi Lezer holds that Rabbi Shmuel, it's got to be fresh water. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer, be kli cheres. He should hold Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel should hold Rabbi Lezer, that it should also be a kli cheres, a new one. Ashkech Tani, we talked about Brisa, be kli cheres chadosha, and it should say divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel agrees. East Tani Tani, be kli cheres, some learner Brisa, which says, kli cheres got to be pottery vessel. Lomikina, not broken patra. He's tiny, tiny, those learned after the Makita, even a broken patra. Have a boy, maybe they want to say, Manamar Kli Cheres, Lomim Kida, you said it's got to be a vessel, not a broken patra, Rabbi Lezer. Then, well, it's got to be like the water, fresh and new. Manamar Kli Kida, even be a patra, like Rabban, who said that the water doesn't have to be fresh and new, the vessel could be old and broken too. Says the no, Kula Grabban, it's all going to grab butter. He said it's got to be in a vessel, not in a broken vessel. When the most of the vessel is missing, you only have a minority. He said you can use the Makita. When a little bit is missing, but Ruba Kayim, most of it is there. So really, every old type grab butter. And really, a partial Kaili, which is old, is good enough. It's got to be most of the Kaili is there, not only part of the Kaili. Now, says one another of Machlokes, he's tiny, tiny. There are those who learn, B'kli cheres lo b'fucham, not a dirty one. The b'fucham literally means charcoal. Shouldn't be blackened or bad or disgusting. He's tiny, tiny. Feel b'fucham, let it be blackened. It's gonna be dirty anyway. How boy the man might say, my name B'kli cheres lo b'fucham. You said it shouldn't be blackened, right? Lesser. Manamar filim vulcham, he said it can even be black and rabbana, right? Well, you don't need a new one. Says more no kulak rabbana. Even it's called, anyway, it's both going like rabbana, you don't need a new one. Manamar bikli cheres lo mufulcham rabbana. He would say kli cheres and not disgusting one is rabbana. Because, okay, it can be used, but not disgusting. Manamar filim vulcham is also rabbana. And the other rabbana also, no, it can even be disgusting. But it doesn't have to be new. Not like Rabbi Lezer holds us to be new and fresh. Tam and Tumina, we learned over there. Ezov Shehizabo, if you use an Ezov to sprinkle somebody with Poraduma waters, because using Ezov, a hyssop for that. So Kosher Latarabos Mitzvah, you can still use me Matar Mitzvah. Recycle. Rabbi Yamish Rabbi Lezer says, Zulo Timidiv Rabbi Lezer. It's not going to Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer, the Tani, we learned, it should say Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lez says Hizu El Chatos, they've used it for Poradum waters, Pasul Mitzorah, you can't use a Mitzorah, and Hizu El Mitzorah, Pasul Chatos, use the Mitzorah, you can't use it for Chatos. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, it should be a little Kavachomen, it should be a Kavachomen. Who? Uma im Mitzorah, Shea Melocha Poselespo. Melocha Mitzorah, if you did work with the Hyssop, it's still okay. Right, nevertheless, he's a ba'achatos. If you use it for a korban for paraduma, possum tray, you can't use it from the Torah. Chatos shemalach posasba, you're not allowed stuff used for paraduma may absolutely not be used for any work before it. So he's a ba'achatos. If you use it for one tamei maize, ain't odinus and not kavachomer. Shiyeh posum chatos. Certainly, possum to use on another tamei maize. He's the one mitzvah. Okay, that's so far so good. But what about he's the one mitzvah? Zeh, if you use a one mitzvah, ma'ush yichzar le mitzvah acher. Use it for another mitzvah afterwards. Can you recycle within mitzvah? So he said, from mitzvah to chatas is no good. From chatas to mitzvah is no good. What about from mitzvah to mitzvah? Madamar kosher, who the one who says kosher, Hador Abiyuda, it says going to Kabiyuda, Rabbi Lezer may debate. Rabbi Lezer concedes this. Madamar pokas, it's still, Rabbi Lezer will require chodesh by Saita and by Mechatos. He didn't necessarily require chodesh by the Ezov. It never says Ezov chodesh, right? So therefore he doesn't require a new one. Madamar posel, Hador late Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Rabbi Yehuda does not hold. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. What's Rabbi Yehuda? The next few words, Karmei takes out until the end of the line, until the word be end. Tani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Shabbosi Hoyes is a fascinating word. I don't think he'll get to finish tonight, but it's really fascinating. It's after the Churban. Shabbos, it was our Shabbos. I had a Shabbos. Without me, Rabbi Tarfon in the basement. I went to Rabbi Tarfon's house. Rabbi Tarfon's in the Kohen. Armelis, they said, you the mini tenly sandali. Give me my sandal. Lasati, I gave it. Pashat Yorah Chalon, he took it. So he took it, stuck his hand into the window. The Nazalim men of Makel, and he gave me from it a hisap stick. Armelis, he said, you the mini, bezuti harti shloshim it's a roi. With this stick, I was a matara three mitzaroi. Lamati bo sheva lochus, and I learned seven lochus. A, shehi shlivrus, a certain wood called shlivrus, which obviously is hisap. B, roshah teref, it had a leaf at the end, and it was still okay. The teref is a leaf. C, bark amma is an amma long. Vovia krivia keramita, and its length was like, its width was like the width of a quarter of a bed leg. Achlus Shlaim Shlaim Arba, which you divide in half and then again into a quarter. Umazir Shalim Mishalshim, and used it three times in a row. One, two, three. Umatarin, and Biv Nehabais, Bishlobiv Nehabais, and even when there's no Beis Hamikdash, because there's no Beis Hamikdash time, Rabbi Tarfon. And also, Matarin Begulin, he was very far from Yushalayim. You can even the Matarin Mitzorah at a distance from Yerushalayim. So we learned all these things from this one Shabbos Rabbi Tarfon, as actually teaches us that even after Churban Habayis, it's a tremendous Yisoy, even after Churban Habayis, they still had a concept of Taras Mitzorah. Okay? So it means Mitzorah and Beis Mitzorah are not linked, and it's not even linked to Yerushalayim. It could even be done in the Galil as long as you have a Koyim.
They didn't have Purim.
They had Purim when it's too late left. But you didn't need it after. They're not contingent on each other necessarily. One could be independent of the other. It's still very big Kiddush.
I don't think that was in the Bible, was it?